In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, today's feast is a mystery, a dogma of our faith, which many centuries past great minds, teachers, and learned men have pondered over. We could go into all the details, but that's not sufficient for our contemplation today and our meditation of this great feast, which the Church has proclaimed as a dogma. So great is this dogma here in the United States. It is a holy day of obligation. We made it stand out with the Sundays and the other holy days. But to explain it quite simply, we can consider it this way. Just as logic dictates to us that something cannot come from nothing, so we must also come to the conclusion that good cannot come from evil. It doesn't matter how good the good is, if its foundation is ill, then the thing is a pseudo-good, for its roots are planted in darkness. God so loved the world to send his only begotten Son. But that Son was to be the representative of us all, becoming like unto men in all things except sin. And so, being the new Adam, the new creation, the starting of a new symphony called redemption. His way to us could not be touched by sin. And so, but by a special prerogative, he being the second person of the Blessed Trinity, the Word, he who proceeds from the Father, and he who is preceded by the Spirit, Father, Son, and Spirit, one God, because he is God, a special prerogative. He could, as with God there is no time, form a portal pure, untouched by sin, in order so that he could perform the act of redemption properly. But this portal wasn't just to be his portal. No. Just like his life wasn't there to be for him alone. No, he came so that he could redeem us. This Feast of the Immaculate Conception is not just a celebration of the instrument our Blessed Mother was for him, but of who she was to become for us. Our Blessed Lord is charity personified, not only giving up his own very life to the very last drops of his blood, as is represented to us at Mass today, and offering himself to us as he does at every Mass. He gives to us an opportunity to use the very same portal he used. So that we can find our way to our true home, which is heaven. This prerogative which he used in order so that he could act redemption, he also uses or allows us to use, if we wish, to secure our salvation. That is why Solomon in the Old Testament, when poetically writing about our Blessed Mother, says, "He who shall find me shall find life and shall have salvation from the Lord. He who is a true devotee of not his mother but our mother." I should say, not only his mother, but our mother, for he gave her to us. He gave her to us. Moments before he was to complete that act of redemption on the cross, he says, "Behold your mother." And so through Scripture, she tells us today, "Now therefore, children, hear me. Blessed are they who keep my ways, hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man who hears me and who watches daily at my gates and waits at the post of my doors." My dear friends in Christ, there has never been a time so great as for us to need such a secure refuge, such a sure way. The hour of darkness is upon us. Oh, we are well within the hour. And what do we know about this hour? Well, our Lord tells us that unless the days have been shortened, even the elect would lose. But I do know of one sure way, as Holy Mother of the Church has presented to us, and that is those that have a true devotion to our Blessed Mother. That is, as it is stated in the book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 24, "They who eat me shall yet hunger, they who drink me shall yet thirst." Why? Because whenever you go to her, she makes you want to love him more, and helps you to perfect your love and obedience to his laws. "He who hearkens to me will not be confounded." In the words of St. Bernardus, in that beautiful prayer, the Memorare, "Never was it known that anyone who fled to her for protection, never was it known. This doctor of the church was so convinced of this devotion that he could use the word never. Never was it known that anyone who fled to her for protection, implored her help, or sought her intercession was left unaided ever. And so, my dear friends in Christ, on this feast of the Immaculate Conception, let us first and foremost thank God for giving us such an amazing benefit. Let us reconfirm and perfect our devotion to our Mother with all sincerity and truth, not just in word, but in deed and in truth. If we don't, let us start praying the daily rosary every day. She is the woman of Scripture. The story has been written. The head of the ancient serpent has been and will be and will continue to be forever crushed by her heel. Let us petition to her as dear children run to their mother when they find themselves in danger and ask her to wrap her mantle of protection over and around us to free us from all spiritual, physical, and mental harm, to command her angels and archangels to guide and to accompany us on our way through her to Jesus, to our true home, which is heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.